very
you
pissed
know,
off.
Pisses me off. Everyone thinks it's such a big deal that I had 86 sex partners.
Everyone talks about that. I don't know.
86? Yeah. Are you
rich? There's a lot of people out there that had that same shit, but they just didn't tell nobody.
Definitely.
I'm just so.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Eighty-six bodies ain't no problem.
He proceeds to take the cap off the wine bottle, puts the wine bottle in my ass. He starts pouring the wine out of my ass and starts drinking the wine from my ass. He's drinking the wine from my ass.
Hey yo, what the fuck?
If we lived in a matriarchal society that was run by women, what would the man's role become?
The hard workers, and we'd be the bitches at home.
Isn't that exactly what we have right now?
Yeah, you're right.
So why would a matriarchy be any better than a patriarchy if that's exactly what we have right now?
Okay, sorry, I contradicted your question. Too many tequila shots.
This guy makes a really good point, right? If these chicks had it their way, we'd be working hard and they'd be at home, which is what they'd already have, but they're fighting. Women are a fucking trip.
You guys cheat for $100?
Would I cheat for... All right.
Is that real?
No, it's real.
Probably, yeah.
You're for real?
I'm being for real.
Why?
I mean, it's a hundred, it's a hundred, you know.
To cheat?
To cheat. I mean, like, that's a lot of money.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Oh.
I could, like, spend on, like, both.
This has to be trolling us. They're acting like $100 is hella money.
If 100 men have fucking used her and thrown her away before you, how can you say I have something special? 100 men didn't want her, and I do. Why is gold valuable? Because it's hard to find gold. If there's gold all over the streets, it was on every street corner, wouldn't have a value. Your value as a woman comes from the fact that people want you and cannot have you. Your value does not come from the fact that everyone wants you and everyone's had you. The number one thing a man's looking for is a woman who can stand next to him that every single man wants, and not a single man can say I've had.
Exclusivity is a real thing, and women don't realize that's what real men really want.
I need a husband.
What?
I need a husband, and, yeah, and I don't care.
I'm not really husband material.
You'll be fine.
No, like, I don't cook.
I cook.
I don't clean.
I clean just fine.
I play video games all day.
Fine.
I'm talking Fortnite, Overwatch, League of Legends.
I don't care. I need a husband. Okay?
I got 3 kids, and I owe the IRS money.
It's okay. We'll make it work.
We'll come in.
Damn, she's thicker than peanut butter in the freezer. I'd be over there.
I'm tired of being hurt. I just want peace and happiness because I haven't had it all my life that I don't know what it is. So when I act aggressive or I come at you in a certain way with that guard up, it's because I'm just so used to being let down and hurt.
Imagine being with a girl so out of pocket you gotta have conversations like this. I'm sure you guys got them out there.
A lot of women in this generation are like alpha females, and I think that scares off a lot of men.
That shit sounds so unattractive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, when I hear a woman describe herself as an alpha, it just sounds unattractive. Right. And I wouldn't want to. It sounds like a headache.
Wait,
and
why?
A headache is
you
crazy.
You said scared. It just sounds like a turnoff.
See, that's crazy.
I want a
though.
Feminine woman. If you train as an alpha, that means you are exhibiting more of your masculine energy, and that's a turnoff to me.
I think this is a pretty common misconception women have. Women look up to men that are alpha, so they start to exhibit the traits of a man thinking that men are going to love it. But we want the polar opposite of that. And women, no matter how many times you tell them, just can't seem to figure it out. Who wants another man in their house, but she's a girl?
I just want to say I think you're really cute, and I was wondering if I could get your Snapchat.
Fuck no.
Rejected.
Excuse me?
I'm good. Trust me. I don't know, you just kind of busted looking.
No offense, I'm only into like blonde chicks, to be honest.
But, I mean, I used to be blonde.
But you're not blonde, you see, that's the problem.
Okay, well.
You kind of look like Miss Piggy from the Muppets.
Absolutely pathetic.
Babe.
Yeah?
Can you please have a look at the bathroom door? It keeps getting stuck.
I'm not a builder.
Hey, babe.
Yeah?
Could you please have a look at this sink? It's been dripping and it's not working for weeks, and I've been asking you to do it, please.
I'm not a plumber.
Well, can you at least have a look at the engine light? It's been on for ages.
I'm not a mechanic. Hey, babe. I'm home.
Hey, baby. How was your day?
It was good. How was your day?
Oh, I asked the neighbor if she can come over and get some of the things that needed to be fixed here.
Oh, okay. What does she want for it?
Well, she said either I bake her a cake or I sleep with her.
What kind of cake did you bake her?
Well, baby, I'm not a baker.
How many pretty women have been rejected? I say pretty, I'm talking to 8. I don't believe in 9. 9 in 10 of the girls that are getting paid for their beauty. It's so much. Kim Kardashian, maybe not the most attractive girl in the world, but she's a 10 because she's making money off her beauty. So when a girl says I'm a 10, it's like most girls or women we say are 10 or 8s. These women that are 8s and 9s and 10s, if you will, women date based on status now, not just success. So to us, you know, high value men, but they don't know us from Adam. We don't have a blue check mark. We're not a household name. We're not Elon Musk. So when you tell one of those girls no, you're not interested, they have a psychological meltdown. It's like a person that wins all the time in something and then loses. They can't handle the defeat.
Why can't you just get an average man?
Yeah, and that's fine with me too. An average.
How much is an average man? How much is an average man? How much is an average man earn in this country?
So what is an average man?
Ma'am, based upon earnings.
I would say maybe between like 70 to 100,000.
And this is why men are leaving women like alone. Because this one, man, due respect, you just said you thought 50% of men made $250,000 or more when you don't make that.
I mean,
stop, stop, wrong. Stop. You know, you're very wrong.
Coming up with
stop, ma'am. But you come, no, you're pulling, and that's the problem. You are a 30-year-old woman with a child, and you're pulling numbers out of the air like a kid.
You can't make this shit up, people.
My Ukrainian friend just come to my place and we start living together because I'm like barely paying my bills and we like just made a business. So we basically go on Tinder. We're just looking for guys to go on a date with. We're saying that we need to pay for a babysitter, 100 bucks. She has a kid too. So she go on a date, the guy paying like 100 bucks for a babysitter and we just share this money to buy. We survive. We're like buying a grocery. We're like just buying the basic shit at home, paying our bills.
Guys, do yourself a favor and don't date these single moms. She's taking advantage of all these simps. And she calls it a business. It's insane. She could barely pay her bills, thinks she's a 10, has a kid. I mean, where does it end? This is a wreck.
You know I got the sauce. You know I'm sauce.
So you don't have any female friends?
Absolutely not. It's a waste of time.
How is it a waste of time?
Because women don't offer much utility to you as a guy.
What makes you think that?
Well, I mean, if you get in some kind of fight, she can't do nothing. What's she going to do? She's going to be like, oh my God.
It's like, why would then, you want a woman
if anything,
fight?
She's a liability. That's what I'm trying to
say.
But
a woman would fight. Like, I'd fight a woman for you if you're my man.
I don't want my girl to be involved in any type of physical competition. Really? That's not her job. That's my job. So I look at it like, if I'm with a girl and I'm supposed to protect her and provide for her, etc., I want that to be my woman. I'm not going to give that type of energy to like a friend. That's stupid. Why am I going to put my life on the line for a girl that doesn't even suck my dick?
I was having a similar conversation with a girl at the beach the other day, and I thought to myself, why would I want to get off work and do everything that I do and then call up some other guy's girlfriend to hang out with her with no chance of hooking up? It just doesn't make any sense at all. But for some reason, women think having all these friends is a good idea because they get validation and attention from simps. That's what it comes down to, and every one of those guys would try to hit it if they could.
Rasmussen, you are not the father. Miss Miller.
Be respectful.
Sorry. Miss Miller.
I'm sorry.
That's a lot of nerve considering the alternative is somebody that don't want nothing to do with you or your tribe. That's a lot of nerve. You just showed me where your priorities were right there. Because I held out hope that you weren't just acting a fool because you so mad at him because he cheated on you that you would cheat your child out of a father. But that cheering you did, what you cheering? I'm a single mother with nobody that loves me or my child. What you cheering for?
I'm not.
No, you were. He is over here breaking down because he loves this child so much. Sitting here day after day after day with women hoping a man would drive 16 miles to see their baby, much less 160 miles each way, and abide by a court order and sign a birth certificate and come day after day and week after week so they can grow visitation to have a relationship with the child. And you have no compassion for not just him, but for Zaylee. She's 3 years old. Now, he's not just going to be heartbroken. We got to break this news.
Guys, these women out here are reckless, and I'm sure plenty of y'all been through it. They'll throw you to the wayside as soon as they're done and can't get any more out of you and not think twice about it. But fuck it. Hey man, that's the end of the video. Appreciate you guys watching. Trying to bump up the time on these. Let me know if you like that or not. Please sub if you can. See you next time.